You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, Giants fans, and welcome to the Valentine's Views podcast here on Big Movie Radio, part of your SB Nation family of podcasts. I'm your host, Ed Valentine of Big Blue View. Please remember to subscribe to Big Blue View Radio wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, give the Chris and Nick show, where Chris Flum and Nick Filato do a great job with analysis, opinion, breakdowns of film, the draft coverage, anything and everything that you guys might want to talk about or might want to hear about in regards to the Giants. Chris and Nick are always a good listen. So please, if you haven't listened to their show, please take an opportunity to do that. Couple things for you today, Giants fans. First, I just wanted to mention that I was out at training camp on Tuesday, and it was really, really cool to see the reaction of Giants players and of the Ring of Honorees, shall I say, on Tuesday when John Mara announced that seven people will be inducted into the Giants Ring of Honor this fall in the Monday Night Football game against the Dallas Cowboys. Otis Anderson, Joe Morris, Rodney Hampton, and Leonard Marshall were all on hand on Tuesday. Mara made the announcement in front of the entire team at the end of practice. Guys got a big roar from the players. It was also cool to see after practice, to get a chance to talk to some of those guys, see how happy they were, how much they loved the organization. It was a lot of fun. It was kind of a nice way to cap the day. The other three honorees, of course, Ronnie Barnes, longtime trainer for the Giants, Kyle Rote, and Jimmy Patton. All right, Giants fans, the other thing that I have for you today is something really, really special. Had an opportunity to sit down with New York Giants 2019 first-round draft pick Dexter Lawrence, Sexy Dexy, big defensive tackle, entering his fourth NFL season. Had a chance to talk to Lawrence one-on-one the other day, and Dex was great. We talked about a lot of things. We talked about his first 3 years in the league, maybe being good but not great. We talked about where he wants to go from here in his career. We talked about the impact of new defensive line coach Andre Patterson, a guy who's had success around the NFL for a long, long time. We talked about Lawrence's teammate, Leonard Williams. We talked about some offbeat stuff like Lawrence's desire to learn the saxophone and his taste in music. We talked about Lawrence's desire to be a leader on this team and to be a long-term Giant. And we also talked about Lawrence's hatred of losing. I thought this was a very entertaining, very interesting interview. And rather than me continuing to talk about it, why don't we just get to it right now? I'm curious, for starters, for me, you know, looking from the outside, it looks like you're having a really good camp. It looks like you've been really impactful. Do you feel like this has been a good, productive camp for you so far?
I feel like it has been pretty productive, as in me to continue to learn my position and get better at just understanding what I'm getting from different looks and understanding how to be stronger with my hands and keeping my feet and motor going. So in that aspect, I feel like I've been productive as continuously growing and getting better.
And that's a big part of what I wanted to talk to you about. Again, you know, from the outside looking in, and I think I would describe it this way. I think a lot of people would describe it this way, that your first 3 years have been good, but that maybe there's more. They haven't approached, you know, great.
Yeah.
Yet, would you call that an accurate description of your first 3 years?
Yeah, I think so. Honestly, my goal this year is just, you know, not to hold back and not to be afraid of, you know, being in the limelight, or not being afraid of just going out there and being me, having the most fun I can have, being dominant, destroying things, and, you know, getting the guys around me to play better.
East. Are you saying that maybe you feel like you've held back, or that you haven't done some things you're capable of?
I won't say consciously. I don't think I've held back. You know, it's just us just tapping into a different, you know, being, tapping into something more. You know, you never know your limit unless you push it.
That's funny, because I was going to ask you, Coach Patterson, who I've talked to a couple times, and I've talked to some assistant coaches that work with him. He says you're not tapped out unless you think you're tapped out.
Mm-hmm.
Has he talked to you about
exactly
that, and about reaching another level?
Yes, so that's where my mindset has gone. Is knowing that, you know, you don't know your limit unless you test it. You just gotta go get it, and, you know, just continuously get better and continuously grow and to continuously just learn. You know, you don't know everything.
Right. And talking about Coach Patterson, first and foremost, how glad are you that he's back in the building?
Oh, really happy. You know, just like from the spring, you know, he taught me so much, and, you know, his energy, he got that West Coast energy to him, you know, that just, he's also just a great coach. You know, he know how to get guys going, he know how to motivate guys. It's good to have him back.
And, you know, he admits that he's not a cookie cutter coach.
Yeah, no,
he doesn't coach the way other guys do. And I was told that guys like you, you know, guys like Leonard, to really get the maximum benefit from Coach Pat, you were going to have an open mind, because mm-hmm. he was going to teach you different things than in a different way. Has that been the case for you?
Yeah, I think with us two, you know, we're very coachable people, and we listen to what's being coached, and, you know, we adapt. We're good at adapting. So for us, he's been very helpful, just changing our mindset, teaching us how to rush better, teaching us, you know, how to manipulate things a little better. And, you know, he's just been nothing but positive for us, and, you know, we're happy to have him back in the building.
Is there something he teaches that you've never been exposed to before? Drills that he does, something he teaches in terms of footwork?
I mean, it's just he's very detailed and specific about what he wants and how he wants to get done. And, you know, he coaches us in a way that it makes us, you know, like, believe in him and trust him type of thing. And, you know, that's what you want your players to be able to play for you and, you know, put your product, you know, you show the world your product from your players.
And, you know, the big thing in your game, everybody still says, you know, maybe everybody still thinks of run defense first with you.
Mm-hmm.
But the advanced statistics would say that you're a pretty darn good pass rusher, that maybe you just don't have the sack numbers. Is that something you're conscious of? Do you care about that?
Yes, but no. You know, for me, I just want to be disruptive, and I just want to wreck games. I'm not a number-hungry guy. I know if I'm destroying games, I know if I'm doing my job and, you know, getting the guys around me to play, that's how we play best. Numbers will come. That's what I tell everybody. Don't ask for them. Don't wish for them. Numbers will come. Just if you doing your job at a high level and you're forcing things, you know, to just be disrupted, your numbers will come. So I don't really pay too much attention to.
When you say destroying games, mm-hmm. you're just talking about beating the guy in front
of you. Beating his ass, yeah, pretty much, yeah.
And just, that works. And whatever the numbers say, the numbers
yeah.
say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious, you know, we mentioned Leonard a little bit. What is it like playing next to that guy? I mean, he's a good player.
Yeah.
But he's also a little different. as a human being, from what I can tell.
Yeah, we hang out a lot. He's definitely a little different human being. He likes to go in the deep waters and swim and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But just being next to him, he brings that charisma. He brings a I call him white boy crazy because he just brings that, you know, that jacked energy, and mm-hmm. he gets everybody around him ready to go, and it's always matching each other's energy. You know, he got the high energy or I got the high energy. We try to lead the whole defense in that way.
I saw him out there during the stretch today. I saw him out there dancing. So yeah. I got to ask you, who's got better dancing moves?
For me, for sure. Oh, hands down. Hands down. You can ask anybody.
Oh, hey, different topic, you know, completely off the rails from football. Mm-hmm. You did an interview with Madelyn Burke during the offseason for the Giants.com, and you talked about wanting to learn the saxophone.
Yeah.
Did you learn it?
It's still a work in progress. It's pretty hard. It's not as easy as it looks. you definitely got to have a different type of wind for it, but it's a work in progress.
So you're not ready?
I'm not ready to
You're
perform.
Not ready to join the E Street Band and
not
the next
yet.
Clarence Clemens?
not yet.
Not yet. Not yet. I'm curious. Saxophone is a pretty classic instrument.
Yeah.
Just where do your musical tastes run? Closer to Kadarius Toney stuff or Brian Daboll's country stuff?
No. See, I got a whole lot of different genres in my playlist. So I can go from country to R&B to hip hop to jazz to a little bit of like rock. Mm-hmm. I think it just comes from me just, you know, growing up around different, you know, different people, different areas, and, you know, adapting to their cultures and listening to what they listen to. I think, for me, I think it's more of like, I'm enthused in how, like, different sounds can come together and be so beautiful and, you know, things like that. So I think that's where my mind goes.
How's your singing?
It's a work in progress.
Like the saxophone.
Yeah.
Like the saxophone. There you go. Hey, on a more serious note, it's been three tough years here.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, you're in your fourth year. You're in your third head coach.
Yeah.
You were 41-3 in college with a national title.
Mm-hmm.
How hard is all this losing? How hard is it, you know, to be looking up in the standings all the time?
I really hate losing, and you know, for me personally, I really just take it as lessons. You know, what's being built from this? How, you know, what's going to come from this? You know, what is this? What is, you know, ultimately God trying to teach us in this? And then for me, I feel like because I barely lost in high school, barely lost in college. I think it's just, you know, me understanding that, you know, how to grind, to never stop working.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not going to ever be easy, so work harder, and, you know, to get what you want.
Is it something that, now, I played on a high school basketball team that went 2-18, and that was not easy. And, you know, guys grumble, and they have attitudes and all of that. Is it hard to not get used to the losing?
Hell no. I don't. I'm not ever comfortable losing. It's just something that, you know, it's a work in progress. It's hard to win in this league, and to win, everybody has to know what they're doing. And for me this year, I'm just on everybody. I'm just holding a lot of people accountable, and I'm trying to be a better leader. I always stem it from me. So that's kind of been my mindset going into here, you know, just changing the culture.
More vocal than you've been in the past?
More vocal, just getting more comfortable, yes, and more vocal, yeah.
Is that because, you know, you're kind of a fixture here? You've been here. This is your fourth year.
I think it's just me being just getting more comfortable with who I am, and me understanding that I am a leader, and, you know, and I do set tones, and I do set, you know, the tempo of things.
Along that line, this is your fourth year. The Giants picked up your fifth year option. We don't know what the future holds. We talk about cornerstone players and guys to build around, mm-hmm. how much would you really like to be one of those cornerstone guys, mm-hmm. be here for another 4, 5, 6 years and be one of those guys that leads the turnaround?
I want to end my career as a Giant. I want to forever be a Giant. You know, so that's what I'm working. You know, that's why, you know, my mindset is just grown, honestly, to, you know, to what I got to work for what I want and, you know, and earn, you know, keep earning and gaining respect from a lot of people. And to do that, you just got to work hard and, you know, show guys that you're committed and do your job.
And, you know, I don't know, we got another minute or two. I was reading some stuff from a story going way back to when you were recruiting in college. And there were comparisons to Ndamukong Suh. Mm-hmm. So it feels like there's always been that sort of expectation of greatness for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just going back to where we started in this conversation, have you always felt that, and do you feel like there's just so much more for you to accomplish?
Yeah, see, as me as a person, I don't feel too much pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just me being 100% honest. I don't feel too much pressure because I know how hard I work. I know what I'm doing is the best I can give, and, you know, consciously. So just tapping into more of myself and being more conscious of things. I've never been a guy to be overwhelmed. I've never been a guy to, you know, to doubt myself, none of that. It's just, you know, just giving more, doing more, a little more. And, you know, so that's where I've been. I don't think me comparing myself to them, I just, you know, I was a young kid, you know, just trying to just say something probably.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, I'll just try to be the best Dexter I can be. Mm-hmm.
And last thing for you, then I'll let you go. How is it playing for Wink?
It's great. I really enjoy his mindset that he brings to the defense. I really enjoy his scheme. It's fun. You know, everybody's involved. You know, he's having guys just flying around, and that's what you want from a defense.
All right, Giants fans, that's our show for today. Hope you guys really enjoyed the interview with Dexter Lawrence. I know that that I certainly enjoyed sitting down with Sexy Dexy and having a conversation. You know, my thanks to him for giving me 15 minutes of his time, which if you understand how NFL schedules work and how much time players generally allot to media, that was an extraordinary chunk of Lawrence's time for him to give to me. So thanks again to him for that. And I hope that that you guys learned some things about Lawrence through that interview. All right, Giants fans, also, as always, thank you very, very much for listening. Please stay safe out there. Take care of each other, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Support for this podcast came from SAS. Data is everything, and now everything is data, which means more to process, more to analyze, and now more than ever, speed to answers matters. So how do you produce those answers as fast as the world produces data? With SAS Viya, the quickest way from a billion points of data to a point of view. It's a more productive data and AI platform that helps you get more done. Learn more today at sas.com/VIYA.
Support for this show comes from Wix Studio. Designers and devs, you might be able to do your thing better on Wix Studio, a web platform with everything you need to deliver bespoke sites hyper-efficiently. Design teams get a ton of smart features that can take the grind out of web creation without it costing per-pixel control. Dev teams, you get a zero-setup, developer-first environment combined with an AI code assistant and your preferred IDE for rapid deployment. Search Wix Studio today to explore the full range of features.